こんにちは。 Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 69. Today in this episode, we will learn about こと which nominalize a verb. Now let's go. こと can be used as a nominalizer. When こと is placed after a verb or a verb phrase, ことcan turn that verb or verb phrase into what is essentially a long, multi-word noun. So for example, 本を読みます. This means someone reads or someone will read books. But if you change 読みます into dictionary form and put together with こと, it becomes 本を読むこと本を読むこと This is nominalized. So the meaning will change into the idea or the act of someone reading books. So in other words, こと quite simply adds ing to the end of the verb. So for example, to eat
食べます
becomes eating,
食べること食べること
to walk,
歩きます
becomes walking,
歩くこと歩くこと
to drink,
飲みます
becomes drinking,
飲むこと飲むこと
so こと turns a verb into a noun.It is an extremely useful thing to use when describing what actions you like or dislike doing. So for example,
I like eating udon.
Udon
を食べることが好きです。Udon を食べることが好きです。
So 食べます, we will change this into dictionary form.
食べる
And put together with こと. I like is something
が好きです.
Something が好きです. Therefore, it will become うどんを食べることが好きです. He likes walking in the park. He is
彼,
彼. Park is
公園,
公園. To walk is
歩きます歩きます
So before 歩きます, the particle should be お So the full sentence will be
彼は公園を歩くことが好きです彼は公園を歩くことが好きです
I don't like swimming To swim is
泳ぎます泳ぎます
So we will change this into dictionary form.
泳ぐ、泳ぐ。
And put together with こと。I don't like, I dislike is
嫌いです、
嫌いです。And again, before 嫌いです, the particle will be が。
私は泳ぐことが嫌いです。私は泳ぐことが嫌いです。
We can also use this dictionary form plus こと in a sentence like My hobby is something something. So for example, My hobby is cooking. To cook is
料理を作ります。料理を作ります。
So dictionary form will be
料理を作る。料理を作る。
And then we will put together with こと。Hobby is
趣味
趣味 So my hobby is will be
私の趣味は
The full sentence is
私の趣味は料理を作ることです私の趣味は料理を作ることです
My hobby is taking pictures To take pictures is
写真を撮ります。 写真を撮ります。Dictionary form will be 写真を撮る、写真を撮る。And put together with こと。
私の趣味は写真を撮ることです。私の趣味は写真を撮ることです。
When こと is used to nominalize the preceding clause,The nominalized phrase expresses a fact which is already accomplished or which the speaker supposes will be accomplished.
こと tends to be taken as an object by verbs of mental activity such as knowing, recognizing, understanding, hoping, learning, etc.
So for example, in a sentence like,
Do you know that Tanaka-san has gone to Europe?
Tanaka-san went to Europe is
Tanaka-san はヨーロッパに行きました。Tanaka-san はヨーロッパに行きました。
So we need to change this 行きました part into plain style. So it becomes
Tanaka-san はヨーロッパに行った。
And then put together with こと。Inside the noun phrase, we need to change the particle wa into ga. So it becomes,
Tanaka-san がヨーロッパに行ったこと。
And then, do you know is something
を知っていますか?
So the full sentence will be,
Tanaka-san がヨーロッパに行ったことを知っていますか? Tanaka-san がヨーロッパに行ったことを知っていますか?
Do you know that Mr. Rao went back to his country? Mr. Rao went back to his country will be
Rao さんは国に帰りました。Rao さんは国に帰りました。
Now we will change this 帰りました part into plain style. It becomes
帰った帰った。
And then inside, and then we will put together with こと. Inside the noun phrase, we need to change all the particle wa into が. So it becomes
ラオさんが国に帰ったこと. ラオさんが国に帰ったこと.
And do you know will be
を知っていますか?
So the full sentence is,
ラオさんが国に帰ったことを知っていますか?ラオさんが国に帰ったことを知っていますか?
Did you hear that there is a test tomorrow? There is a test tomorrow.
明日テストがあります。明日テストがあります。
So we will change this あります part into plain style.
明日テストがある。
And then we will put together with こと. Did you hear is
を聞きましたか?
So the full sentence is
明日テストがあることを聞きましたか? 明日テストがあることを聞きましたか?
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございました。バイバイ。